Today's reading comes from John 17, verses 6 to 9, and can be found on page 1085 of your Bible. That's John 17, verses 6 to 9, page 1085. Jesus prays for his disciples. I have revealed you to those who you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words that you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is the truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they may too be truly sanctified. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Beautifully read. Oh, sorry. Sorry? Yes? Hello? It is it? The wedding anniversary. What do you say their names were? John? Avril? How many years? That many? 60? Wow. Brilliant. Oh, okay. Thank you. Bye. Never overheard a conversation before. Oh, by the way, John and Avril, happy wedding anniversary. Diamond is very impressive. Have you ever overheard a conversation? I was actually on the tube yesterday. I won't bore you why. But it's fascinating, isn't it? People watching is a very interesting business.
Great, Martin.
It's just such fun. Absolutely fun. Now, have you ever overheard a conversation which, as you went through that conversation, you end up realising it was about you. Not to you, but about you. Have you ever done that? It's a really odd experience, I can tell you. You know, maybe that when you're having that kind of conversation, as sometimes your parents have had, or if you're a parent, you've had that conversation, and you suddenly realise that the subject, one of your children, is just outside the door. And you've kind of gone that, ah, moment. You've had a conversation, or you've heard a conversation that's about you, but not to you. And what we have in this scripture here is a conversation between Jesus and God the Father, which is about us as his disciples, but not to us. And actually, some of the conversations that maybe we could overhear which were about us but not to us are normally fairly uncomfortable conversations, isn't it? Sometimes it's very embarrassing or uncomfortable to overhear a conversation which is about us, because that normally means it's quite a negative thing, often, certainly in my experience. You know, have you heard what Martin's done? He's right, or whatever else it might be. But in this context, it's an extraordinarily beautiful, complicated, beautifully woven conversation between Jesus and God the Father. And it's an absolute privilege that we have Jesus' prayer here. Actually, many argue that the right title for this prayer in John 17 is the Lord's Prayer. And what we call the Lord's Prayer is just kind of a mere pattern for prayer. I'll leave you to that argument later. So, Jesus prays for us, verse 6. And he actually says within this that we, his disciples, are the focus of his ministry. He says, I'm not going to pray for the world. I'm going to pray for my disciples who are in the world. We're the focus of his ministry. And he then picks up these three themes of protection, unity, and sanctity. And we'll be talking more about that in our second half. Protection, unity, sanctity. We hear a prayer which is about us, but not to us. And you know what the thing that makes me think very warm thoughts is that Jesus is praying for me and you. It was Ascension this week. One of the things that Jesus said as he ascended is, I'm going to be at the right hand of the Father to intercede for you. And so this isn't the only Lord's Prayer for you and I. We don't get to hear those ones. But I would love to hear what the conversation was between Jesus and God the Father for you and I. Wouldn't that be a fascinating thought? Have you seen what they're doing? God, that guitar playing was pretty mad. Or whatever else it might be. We get the privilege of hearing this conversation. We shall be digging into that later.